Somebody say the supernatural law of identification. The supernatural law of identification. Yeah. Let's go back to our foundation scripture in Galatians 2. Galatians 2, our foundation scripture. Galatians 2. Somebody said this is going to be a good word. Yeah, put your expectations out there. Amen. Galatians 2, we had started at verse 20, but the Holy Spirit wants us to back up to a verse in 19 and combine it today. So we, our foundation scripture started with just verse 20, but we want to start with 19 today. Galatians 2 and 19, as we explore the supernatural law of identification. When you get the text, please say amen so that we can read together. It's going to also be on the board, the scripture in the Amplified translation. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 2 verse 19. Do you have it?
Yes.
All right, let's read those two verses together. For I, through the law, under the operation of the curse of the law. So we know right away that the law, come on, the Levitical law, the Mosaic law, the law that governed the Old Testament dispensation operated under a curse. Am I right? So it says it in the Amplified. He says, under the operation of the curse of the law. And the Bible lets us know in Deuteronomy what all of the different classifications of what the curse is. So you can always go there and look to see what the curse is. So the Apostle Paul says, for I through the law, under the operation of the curse of the law, have what? In Christ's death for me, myself died to the law. Stop right there. And I want you to ponder on that for a moment. What is he saying to us? That though I was under the curse of the law, I have, in Christ's death for me, myself died to the curse of the law. And what? All the law's demands upon me. So there was a curse released upon all of mankind. It's listed in Deuteronomy. Paul is saying that I now, myself, because of what Christ did, so that's that substitutionary sacrifice that Jesus did. I now myself, because of what Christ did in his death for me, myself have died to the law or to the curse of the law. Are you with me? And all that the law demands, everything that I inherited through that curse, when Christ died, I died. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And everything that that law demands, so that I may what? From now on, going forward in my life, live to and for God. That law, that curse of the law was stopping me. But now, because of the power and the death of Christ Jesus, I'm now identified. Glory to God. What happened to him? Heaven recognizes that it happened to me. Therefore, going forward in my life, since I've been born again, I can go forward and live to and for God. Verse 20. I have been what? Crucified with Christ. In him, I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I. Put your name there. It is no longer Cheryl. Paul is saying it's no longer Paul who lives, but who? Christ the Messiah lives in me. What did the Lord tell us at the altar? Release him.
loose him and let him be and go and hallelujah and act. Loose him. Glory to God. But Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life, the new life that I'm living to and for God. And the life I now live, going forth, henceforth, going forth. The life I now live in the body, in my body, in this body. Not after I get to heaven. Y'all better help me. But in this body, I live by faith. In the Son of God. And then the Amplified tells us what it means to live by faith. I live by faith, by adherence to and by reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God. My new life that I now live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me, who died, come on somebody, as me. Because if I died with him, glory to God, he died as me. Because we've already established he didn't sin. He didn't die for his own sins. He died for my sins. So he died as me. Glory to God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Now I can live as him. Somebody need to praise the Lord right there. Yeah, that ought to make you spontaneous. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we look at what he has done for us. So the supernatural law of identification, we're going to continue with that on today and receive more revelation from Holy Spirit about the biblical meaning of the law of identification. I gave you all a definition when we started this series of messages, and the definition of the word identification means to put oneself in the place of another. So substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus, you and I, according to the scriptures, can identify with what he did because he put himself in our place. So everything that happened to him, heaven recognizes that it happened to us. Every born-again believer can legally identify with Christ Jesus in his substitutionary sacrifice on the cross. We are legally identified with everything. Somebody say everything. We are legally identified with everything that happened to Christ Jesus from the cross. Think about him on the cross. Straight through to the throne. What is that? What does that mean to you as a born-again believer? Because whether you're going to walk in success in this life or not is going to determine on the revelation or the understanding that you and I have of what happened to Christ from the cross to the throne. Because if we stop at the cross, where is that going to leave us? Just in a crucified position. I mean, we're crucified. We're just crucified. If we stop at the cross, what happened to him on the cross? He received every sin. He received every sickness. He received the wounds, the stripes, the bruises. He was broken. He had agony when he was on the cross. So if we stop at the cross, that's not a good picture. We would leave him on the cross. That's why you see some people walking around with Jesus on a cross around their neck, and Jesus is still on that cross. Jesus is not on that cross. And what that means is that he just died on the cross. He was no different than the other two thieves that hung beside him. He's not the only one that died on the cross. We can't leave him on the cross. Yeah. It's the resurrection power. It's him. It's all the other things that we're going to talk about that you and I have to have revelation of. We have got to focus on that on a regular basis. If we're going to walk in the victory, if we're going to walk in overpowering, come on, authority, we have to see him from the cross to the throne. How do you picture him on the throne? Different picture? What's different? He's what? He's powerful. He's victorious. He has overcome everything. Final sacrifice. But he's sitting on the throne as king. Totally different
Come on, somebody.
Picture, imprint, memory. He was a broken lamb on the cross. He was bleeding. Bleeding from everywhere. 7 specific places that he was bleeding from for you and I. Because he hadn't committed any sin. So he was there as us. He was there for us. He was there representing us. He was there in a substitutionary place. His sacrifice was not for his sins. His sacrifice was for our sins. And when you get revelation of that, sin will no longer have dominion over you like we read on last week. Yeah. It's important that we get revelation of that. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we want to have an understanding that we can legally, that's important, that judicial, glory to God, definition of our redemption is that we can legally, when something's legal, can't nobody take it from you, that we legally can identify with everything that happened to Christ Jesus from the cross to the throne. We don't want to identify with some of the other pieces, but if we're going to get to the throne, we have to go through with him. But the wonderful thing is when you begin to understand that when if you went through with him, far as God is concerned, we're not going through it again.
All right.
There'll never be another sacrifice, it says in Hebrews chapter 9 and 10. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, because Christ Jesus died as us, we can now live eternally as him. Eternity has already started for us. How do I know that? Because a spirit will never die. I'm going to say some things to you in a moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm excited here. Because a spirit never dies. Hallelujah. And we've been born again. We have already begun eternity. Oh, glory, that's good. Shayada bosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this law, this supernatural law of identification is crucial that we not only get it in us, but we can take it to the world. They need to know. They need to know what's been done for them already and what the criteria are of walking in it. Are you with me?
Yes.
Glory to God. So, we should be making these declarations every day of our life. Tell your neighbor, she said every day.
Every day.
We should be making these declarations every day, and these are the declarations I want you to make them with me. And I want to get to the point when I walk up to you and I say, talk to me about the substitutionary law of identification, and you'll just... It'll just come out your mouth. Very first thing you should be saying every day is, I died with Christ. Yeah. The Apostle Paul said, we just read it, I was crucified with Christ. Come on now. When he died, I died. Is that right?
Yes.
He said, I shared his crucifixion. It's no longer I who live. I shared his death. Am I right?
Yes.
And all of the demands of that death. Henceforth, going forth, I'm going to live. Are you hearing me? To and for him. So every day I need to say, I already died on the cross with Christ. Say it, say it, say it. I was buried with Christ. I suffered in hell with Christ. Come on, somebody, you ain't never got to go again. Yeah. I was made alive with Christ through his resurrection. When he rose, heaven says I rose with him. I'm reading scripture. Glory to God, we're going to confirm everything I'm saying in Scripture. Now, I'm seated with Christ through his ascension. Yeah, when he was crowned King, capital K, at the same time I was crowned King, small k. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When he was crowned Lord, capital L, I was crowned Lord, small l. He's King of... And he's Lord of, that's it. So who you think he's talking about? Not talking about earthly kings and earthly lords. He's the king of those that are connected to him. Amen.